From the Korea Economic Institute in Washington, D.C., you're listening to Korean Context, news and analysis from the Korean Peninsula. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Korean Context. I'm Jenna Gibson. A few weeks ago, I had the opportunity to go up to New York City for an event put on by the Korea Tourism Organization revolving around the upcoming Pyeongchang Olympics in 2018. It was an exciting time. I was able to learn a lot about the upcoming Olympics and also some exciting events that are coming up in anticipation of the event. And while I was up there, I really wanted to sit down and talk with some people from the Korea Tourism Organization, as well as the Pyeongchang Organizing Committee, about tourism to Korea and also about the Olympics. This is the first of two interviews that I was able to do while I was up in New York. I sat down with Sung Kim of the Korea Tourism Organization to talk a little bit about American tourism to Korea in general. It's been increasing somewhat in the last few years. More Americans than ever want to go and visit Korea, see what Korea has to offer. And I wanted to talk to Sung a little bit about why that might be, what they are doing to continue to promote Korea to an American audience, and much more. So please enjoy this interview. First of all, thank you so much for your time. Thanks for taking a few minutes to talk to me about tourism to Korea. I'm wondering if you can start off by introducing yourself and your role here at the Korea Tourism Organization in New York.
So my name is Sung Kim, and I am the marketing manager at Korea Tourism Organization's New York office. I've been in this role for about, say, 2 years. Before that, I was concentrating on attracting conventions to Korea. It's a little bit of a different role.
Now, could you give us a little bit of an overview of U.S. tourism to Korea? I looked online earlier and saw that U.S. tourist visits to Korea are up about 12% in 2016. Is this a continuing trend? Are we seeing a continuous increase over the last few years of Americans visiting Korea?
Yes. So the actual number of Americans visiting Korea has gone up, even despite the MERS crisis. So in 2015, the latter half of 2015, due to the MERS crisis, it dipped a little bit, but the overall trend was positive. So in 2016, we had about 800,000 Americans go to Korea, and then this year we're predicting it to be over 900,000. And then in 2018, we'll hit 1 million, so we're really happy about that, since Japan hit 1 million Americans to Japan about 2 years ago. So we're really kind of proud of it, since Japan is so much more well-known in U.S. and it's such a bigger country than Korea.
So as someone who has lived in and visited Korea and really loves it, it's great to hear that more Americans are choosing to go there. But I'm curious, do you know why this trend is continuing? What is drawing more Americans to check Korea out?
I think statistically, there's a huge insurgence of Americans going to Asia in general. And then generally, people who visit Korea are really interested in culture. In their 40s and 50s, they've traveled the world already, and they're looking for like a new destination. So we're seeing a lot of people who are sort of checking their bucket list off, like, oh, I've been to Japan and China so many times, and now I would like to actually go to Korea. I have never been there. So we see a lot of people in that age bracket coming to us with that kind of request. And then, of course, with like the rise of K-pop, I know it's typical, but even with like K-beauty, it's all over. And we actually do send a lot of beauty editors. We have requests from media to send them to Korea, which we've never really gotten in the past couple of years. So that really helps too.
That's really cool. I was actually reading an article recently about how different stores here in the U.S., such as CVS, are going to start carrying K-beauty products.
I know, I can't believe it. So I've been talking about it like to everyone today at the event too, and I think finally people are going to catch on. Because, I mean, I think New York is a little special, and of course, like the mega cities in the U.S., they're catching on. But even like when I went to Boston, people didn't really know the whole like K-beauty trend. I was at the Boston Travel Show. So we were giving out masks at our booth, and just people in their like 30s, 40s, they were asking us like, what is this? And so I was like, oh, we still have so much work to do. It's Boston, and it's smack middle of like downtown Boston, but people were kind of hesitant to take it, and we had to explain what it was. And, you know, we're like, okay, beauty, like, these facial masks are very big right now, and they didn't have any idea. So it's plus, and it's like a wake-up call also. It's like, we still have our work cut out, but it really helps the whole pop culture influence K-beauty.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you about the pop culture side of things, because, you know, Hallyu, of course, is extremely popular around the world, especially in Asia, but even South America, Europe. It's a little bit less popular in the United States, but people are starting to get to know about it more and more. But do you see that pop culture side, especially K-pop, K-dramas, is a big draw for Americans to actually take the step of going and visiting Korea? Or when they do go, do they make that a big part of their trip?
Definitely. So we see them as sort of the younger generation in their teens. We see them as sort of cultivating them and then like priming them, since I think previous generations growing up, they didn't see this whole K-pop in their, like, in such early years of their lives. So we think this is a great opportunity to like plant the seed, if I may say so commercially. But I mean, just to, you know, have them know about Korea and have interest in Korea, I think is just so amazing. And then just strictly talking about actually visiting Korea, we don't see, not a huge percentage of those like K-pop fans or like K-beauty fans actually making the trip out, but they say, I mean, they're so young too, they're still in their teens, but they say that once they start working, it's their number one destination to go. Their first international trip is gonna be Korea. So, or we see a trend of them traveling with their parents a lot. We hear from travel agents or like the high-end travel agencies that they get a lot of requests from these parents who want to like plan like an exclusive K-pop trip. And then we actually sent them on complimentary trips for travel agents who had these consumers come to them and request K-pop tours, and they've never had that request before. These high-end clients, they spend like sky's the limit on their trips. They came to the tour agency and said, hey, you know, put something together for us for Korea's K-pop scene. And then the agency came to us asking for help. So we actually see these interests. It's not just somewhere out there, there's an interest in K-pop. We actually see it translated into actual tours and visits.
Yeah, definitely. I know that for K-pop a little bit, but also especially for K-dramas, they have like specific tourist destinations for those. You can go and see where a certain show was filmed and things like that. So I'm not that surprised that there are some people who are really taking advantage of that. It's really cool to hear. To switch gears a little bit, at KEI, we focus a lot on policy and diplomacy surrounding Korea. So, of course, we've been paying really close attention to the tensions between Korea and China because of the THAAD missile defense issue. China provides a lot of the tourists who visit Korea every year, nearly half, but the numbers are down because of China's crackdown on tourism packages and businesses in general regarding Korea. So, from the KTO side, I'm wondering if there's anything that you guys are doing to deal with this or to diversify the countries that send people to visit Korea so that the tourism industry isn't too reliant on one country for a big chunk of their revenue. Is there anything that you guys are doing on that front?
For Korea tourism in Seoul, you know, they've issued statements saying that they will still welcome visitors from China, and also policy-wise, from my previous directors who have been abroad, once they go back to Korea and finish their assignment here, they always voice their opinion in saying how diversification is very important. And like my particular boss, he was very strong in his opinion, saying that, you know, we can't just rely on just one source of country and things like that. So I went back, and I know he made actual strides and making like executive decisions on fortifying marketing to like the Southeast Asians. And also a huge decision has been made to welcome the Muslims Islamic countries. So prayer rooms have been actively put into attractions. And that's been a big push even since like 3-4 years ago. And we have like the halal restaurant guides for all those audiences. Speaking from like the New York office side though, I was actually talking with a big Chinese travel agency. What we were trying to do is introduce Korea to the travel agencies that are already selling China. So we were trying to plan like a fam trip for those agencies that have never actually sold a product on Korea. And then he like really carefully came up to me and he's like, you know, are you still good with this, right? And then we were actually thinking the same thing. And we haven't seen each other in like, what, like a month, and hadn't really communicated on this project, on that joint fam tour project. And he's like, no, we're absolutely fine. These are American travel agencies and they don't care. They want to sell both countries. So on that kind of front, I think we're shielded from the direct impact, but Americans or people selling to like Chinese Americans or Asian Americans in the States, they still want to, you know, push that 2-country or 3-country effort with Japan also. So we actually work together in New York. So Korea Tourism, Japan Tourism Organization, and also China National Tourism Organization, we work together.
That's so great that you guys are able to work together like that.
Yeah, and then not a lot of Americans know that it's a 2-hour flight between Beijing, Seoul, and Tokyo. Every time I mention it, they're just like floored.
So like we were talking about a little bit earlier, people here in the States, when you talk about Korea, they might have some idea or some image that comes to their mind, like Korean barbecue, or maybe it's K-beauty or something like that. But I feel like a lot of people may not know that much about Korea or may only have some small association in their mind. So as someone who works at KTO and is trying to get people interested and excited about visiting Korea, what would you want to come to people's mind when they think about Korea? What would you hope that they think about when they hear the word Korea?
In general, I think I would want them to think of Korea as like a tourism destination. I mean, that sounds very maybe simple or too trite, but not a lot of people think of Korea as a tourism destination. We actually have a lot of business travelers. So they go for business and then they don't really extend into leisure. So just because they think of Korea as such a place that they do business in, or like IT or electronic cars and things like that. So somewhere, you know, you can have fun and it sounds so typical, but where you can go for food. When they mention like Spain, people would go for food, or like Italy, they would go for food. And totally to Seoul, I think you can go for food, but it's just not in people's minds as like, you know, I want to go solely for food or something like that. So that would be like my wish, to have Korea on people's minds as like a vacation, leisure destination, if that makes sense.
Yeah. It's so funny that you should mention food, because I feel like when I go to Seoul, that's all I want to do is just eat everything I can find.
See?
Yeah,
but I feel like people don't, they do know it, and then they sort of don't. Like, they know that the barbecue's good and the kimchi's there and stuff, but I don't think they realize the amount of options.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about Korea as a tourist destination, how lots of people should go to Seoul and just eat a lot of delicious food, which is something I totally support. I want to really thank you for taking the time again to sit down with me and share some of the things that you guys are doing here at KTO.
Thank you.
Thank you again for joining us here on Korean Context. Definitely come back next week for our next episode that will focus on the Pyeongchang Olympics in 2018. Should be a good one. If you haven't already subscribed to our podcast, please do so. And make sure to check out our website as well, www.keia.org. See you next week.